This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Joe, what are we looking at with the trade in the grains here on Tuesday?
Got a lower start. This would be giving back the gains from yesterday's higher open for the week. It was supposed to be at least our first full week back from the holidays. I say supposed to be because we will have a shortened session for the grains and livestock on Thursday, the day of mourning for President Carter. Beyond that, we do have some returning volume into the mix here, so some relatively bigger activity. At the same time, checked by the anticipation of the Friday crop report. So that could be why we're back and forth, not necessarily the conviction in just one direction. Another thing we're chewing on would be the trader positions report. And so that would include the speculators who have now built up their biggest net long in corn futures and options since 2022. Now, does that make them continuing to want to build this bet, or will they take profit soon enough or before the crop report? That may be what we're starting to see. It should be that the estimates for this Friday crop report start to circulate this morning. And beyond that, it's all about the outside financial markets, the political ongoings, and this anticipation of the new government taking office here soon.
When we're in a fluctuating period like this, where we've had several days in a row of kind of alternating positions, does that mean we're at the mercy then as well of any kind of headline going one way or the other and causing a market movement?
It would seem that way. And we know about how many headlines are potentially outstanding, these unresolved issues.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2025 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye. Be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. And you can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn down 4 1/4 at 453.5. March soybeans down 9 3/4 at 988 even. March soybean meal down 470 at 302.60. March soybean oil up 8 cents at 40.41. On the Merck, February live cattle up 35 cents at $195.55. January feeder cattle up $1.17 at $267.47. February lean hogs up 27 cents at $79.92. February pork cutout unchanged at $92.20. Class 3 milk is down 3 pennies at $20.61. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.